You're listening to Rotary Radio, and today the focus of Rotary has been on the city of Ballarat, of which there are no less than 7 clubs. And we've just been talking to President Mark Scott from the Rotary Club of Ballarat, and another fellow who really knows what the business is all about and keeps as busy as you could possibly be in any Rotary Club is President Charles Kennedy of the Rotary Club of Wenderee. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon, Ron. How are you?
Very well indeed, and welcome to Rotary Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for the opportunity. But we do have 7 clubs in Ballarat, and we actually have our club has sponsored that new concept of a satellite club. We're part of that initiative.
So. Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a program that was initiated by Rotary International in the attempt to see on a 3-year plan if any of the clubs could adopt a program that they're calling the Satellite Club, which in essence is really an effort at doing away with the usual stature of a Rotary Club and not having having regular weekly meetings, but not having to attend every meeting, not having a formalized program, not having a sergeant and invocation and all the traditional trappings of a Rotary Club, and focusing more on people being able to make a regular meetings to provide service and do service projects for the club.
Okay, so does that mean the Satellite Club is one of the 7, or is it 7.5? Or
no, there's 7 clubs. There's 7 actual Rotary clubs, and plus this Satellite Initiative.
Right.
So they're not officially a Rotary Club.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They operate under our the auspices of our club, and it's a 3-year effort to see if there's an attraction of what the differences are of these satellite clubs in attracting new membership that wouldn't likely or normally join a regular Rotary Club.
And Charles, it's Anthony here. Can you just let us know how have you been going trying to attract members to this satellite club?
Yeah, so it's about a year, just over a year and a quarter or a year and a half in its initiative.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, we have 11 new members because they actually sign up once they make the determination to become a Rotarian. They sign up as a fully functioning Rotarian with our club of Wenderee,
mm-hmm.
Although they are attending all the satellite club meetings and working under the satellite umbrella,
right.
Satellite club umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've got another 7 potential members that are interested in the club as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what sort of projects do they get involved in?
Well, we've actually just one of the projects, an international project, is an irrigation project for a small town in Bali.
Right.
And I'm probably pronouncing that in the Canadian way and not the Australian way, my wife keeps telling me. but it's an initiative. We're hoping to get matching grant funding for it.
Right.
To bring in a water tanks and an irrigation system for one of these small communities up in the mountains in the middle of Bali, and it's done in conjunction with the Taman Club of Bali, the Tendon Club of Bali,
mm-hmm.
Hope Island Rotary Club of Queensland.
Right. Okay. And will your members be attending up there to help, or are you mainly just fundraising at the moment?
Well, actually, we've got one of our members is over there tomorrow. She's leaving today to go and do some more discussions and site inspection for the project.
Oh, right.
We're going to fund it as our club, and with the satellite club, we're going to fund it. It's about a $5,000 project, so
okay.
Our portion of it.
Yes.
There's Hope Island up in Queensland also doing a medical group,
right.
A medical project in association with the same town and little village.
So, Charles, you obviously have your head around the new future vision and how that all works with this, do you?
Not at all, Kathy.
Oh, dear.
My head's been buried down working on all the various projects that our club's involved in. And,
yes.
We've been involved in the Rotary Leadership Institute. We have a couple of people attending.
Yes.
Rotex is just finished. We sponsored a number of the exchange students over here for their mini safari. Was it last weekend?
Uh-huh.
And then, we've got quite a number of other projects. We've got a Cook Island business project that we sponsor every year. We send a delegation of business professionals over to the Cook Islands to help out with their Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club of the Cook Islands. As you know, we're involved in swap meet.
Yes. Does your club take a really active role in that?
It does, yeah. Well, last year I was the operations manager.
Right.
It's probably why we didn't make a lot of money. But also one of our other Rotarians is running the catering operation last year and taking it on this year. I've stepped back this year because of my move into the presidency of our Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all of our... We roster all our club members on. It's not an optional occasion, and we encourage them to get their partners and friends and family involved in it as well to help out. It's a huge effort. They need a lot of volunteers, obviously.
Indeed.
Mark was saying that there's a lot of emphasis placed on the seven clubs in Ballarat all working harmoniously together. Do you support that view?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have in this area of our district what we call the Group 8 Rotary Presidents, and you know, we meet on a quarterly basis under the auspices, of course, of the wonderful Assistant District Governor, Rob McDougall, and Rob keeps us well organized, and through that we oversee the committee, the swap meet, the Ballarat Swap Meet Committee that actually runs the day-to-day operation of it each year. So all seven clubs in Ballarat are on board and involved in it, as I said, it takes a lot of work and a lot of coordination, but everybody's solidly behind it. And as Mark's probably pointed out, it's a fantastic opportunity for all the clubs to kind of function together. And the feedback we've had from all members of all the clubs is they just think it's a wonderful project to have everybody involved in, and we get a lot of public recognition for, of course, and everybody really enjoys the fact that they're not just doing their own club project, it's a project for all the clubs in Ballarat, and therefore they get to have fellowship with different club members and enjoy the experience.
How hard or easy, as the case may be, has it been to follow the theme, Peace Through Service?
Yes, it's a challenge. You can adapt Peace Through Service from the perspective of our own individual Rotarian members of each club and how they get along and how we coexist at each weekly meeting, right through to the community events that we get involved in. So, it's certainly on the forefront of our thought and in working together to create that peace through our service that we're engaged in.
Are you aware of the new theme?
For next year?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard.
Engage Rotary, Change Lives.
That's a wonderful theme as well. Boy, they keep exceeding themselves every year, don't they?
Absolutely. And I was just thinking just now that when we're talking about peace through service, it's sort of peaceful and quiet and nice and easygoing, something to look forward to. Then we crank it up again with Change Rotary and Engage Rotary.
Oh, there's never a dull moment when you're involved in Rotary, is there?
No, it's a full-time job coming up with themes.
It is. Well, yeah, the themes and carrying them out, too. Yeah. Well, we, like all the clubs, are very active and with all our various projects. I should mention we've also got, we sponsor the local Science and Engineering Challenge that's hosted at the University of Ballarat here every year.
Right.
It's actually run through the University of Newcastle, and it's a national program. I'm not sure if you run that down in Geelong, do you?
I think we've had a number of participants in that.
Yes, yeah, it's tremendous. We've had about 8 schools participating. It's for year 10 students that are interested in science and engineering, and they come out once a year, and they come to the University of Ballarat, and they put on this challenge. And boy, if you've never seen it, it's an amazing experience to see what they get these students, these year 10 students to do. They build airships and helium airships and have to pilot them through an obstacle course. They manufacture these hovercraft made out of all sorts of local material and pilot them through a through an obstacle course. They build bridges and have to see what weight tolerance they can take before they crash and fall apart. It's it's a fantastic opportunity to get year 10 students interested and engaged in sciences.
The website again was www.ballaratswapmeet.com.au.
Wonderful.
Charles, it's been great talking to you this afternoon, and don't forget that if we can help you with promotions at any time, that's what Rotary Radio is all about.
Oh, that's terrific, Ron. I certainly appreciate that, and it's been wonderful chatting with you and Kathy and Anthony. And if we can help you any way down the road, let us know.
You've been listening to Rotary Radio on 94.7 The Pulse.